This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Broader West London podcast. I'm here coming to you from New Griffin Park. The bees are back. Everton are here. And as you can hear, hey Jude, don't make it bad. Remember to let her into your heart, and we will start to make it better as the bees, they beat the Everton 1-0. The last time Everton were down here, they lost to the bees 11 years ago, and we've beaten them again. Absolutely tremendous. The light show, everything. We've got the vibes here. New Griffin Park. Absolutely teeping tremendous. This is the result we needed, wasn't it?
That was a really good result. We set up to not let a goal in, keep a clean sheet. We did that really well. Charlie Good played the best game of his Bedford career by miles. We looked very, very solid. We were really worried beforehand about our defence. But totally solid. Midfield was solid as well. And Ivan Toney scored a penalty like he always does. That was a really good, solid performance. We really needed it. 3 points in the bees. Well done, the bees.
As you can hear, fans are in full voice here. 3 points here to the mighty, mighty bees. As a result, that's what we wanted, wasn't it?
Absolutely beautiful. We could do with a win coming into this. We could have done with a clean sheet. We got both. After those Burnley and Norwich performances especially, that defence performance today was absolutely beautiful. Lovely to be here for a league game. Come on, you bees!
Come on, you bees. Absolutely. Steve, tremendous. What result?
Great result. Good 3 points. Tricky game. Scrappy all the way through, but hey-ho, we got the points. Let's go on and win.
Very happy with this. Very happy with this result because we've been on a bit of a stinky run. We know we've got a decent team. We got a shed load of injuries, and this could have gone the wrong way today, couldn't it?
Absolutely. It was all about keeping a clean sheet. You've got to get belief in the defence. That's the foundation of our success. Great result.
What a result. I want to say, look, Everton came down here today. I was quite surprised because, I mean, I know they've got a lot of injuries, but Everton were not, they're probably one of the lesser teams or not good, so good teams. I mean, Burnley looked better than Everton today. And again, this is not a disrespect to the Everton. Burnley were on fire when we played them, but Everton, I thought, were disappointed.
Everton have now lost 7 in a row, so it shows actually the standard of performance that they are. If I were an Everton supporter, I'd be quite worried about them. They really didn't show much spark today. I thought some players had a really good game for us. Charlie Good was excellent today, and that was good to see. The rest of the team put their heart and soul into play. 1-0, we'll take that back on the winning track. Bring on Thursday night.
Bring on Thursday night. It's Tottenham we're talking about. We've got the Spurs. We're playing the mighty, mighty, mighty Spurs in the house here. Listen, we'll take that 1-0 today, wouldn't we?
Yeah, mate, we needed a home win. We haven't won since the first game of the season here, and, yo, we've had a bit of bad luck here at the stadium. Maybe we've got a little bit of luck along the way this second half, but we put ourselves in a good position. Brilliant win. Come on, you bees.
You bees. There's something. First half, we looked like straightforward, we'll do that. The second half, it was a little bit shaky at times, even though it shouldn't have been, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they were nervous, Billy. We were not hanging on, but we were going deep and trying to protect what we had, I think. And, you know, at the end of the game, that's worked. So, good news. But I thought we sat back a little bit deep. I thought Everton were being awful, to be honest with you, mate. I thought they were really, really poor. But we did what we needed to do. It was all about 3 points today. It's a big, big 3 points. Happy days.
It's interesting because we had a few injuries today as well on the pitch. Norgaard went off. Rico Henry went off. But, you know, listen, big cheer for the team as they're coming around here today as well. big cheer from the players. You can see how much it meant to the team, how much it meant to the bench, how much it meant to the fans. But we got players like dropping like flies, literally. I mean, I was thinking, like, who have we got left? Who's going to play at left back? Who's going to play at right? Who's going to play at centre mid? You know, to be fair, the players that are in there just hung in there and did the business, though, didn't they?
Mate, at the end, I think we have one of our starting back five playing, which is only Pontus. Everyone else is in a different position or makeshift. And we did a job, really. They did a good job. Every single player worked their socks off today and put everything in, and they're enjoying their lap of honour now. And so they should. And bring on Spurs, come on.
Bring on the Spurs. Listen, can't they get down there early on Thursday? I'll be down there about 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm absolutely, absolutely potty for it. Let's see who else we got in the house here today. There's some bees in the house here today. Absolutely. Listen. This is the result that we needed. A bit of tonic on a Sunday afternoon, wasn't it?
It was indeed. In fairness, I didn't think Everton were very good. I didn't think we were very good. But we got 3 points. We need to be delighted. We need to push forward. And we need to kind of improve. Maybe some of our players take some of them off that look tired a bit earlier than what we should have, i.e. Canos. I felt he looked really tired by the first half. I think he should have come off a bit earlier. And I think Whistler was on form. I think he had a bit of energy about him. And we needed that.
Whistler's on fire, you're saying?
Absolutely. Look, he nearly scored. He was troubling the box. He was here, there, everywhere. And he was only on for 10, 15 minutes. It was brilliant.
You bees.
You bees.
Bees in the house here. Bees in the house. Very good. Grab your ear. Listen, that was a bit of a result there today, that we got the result in the end. Performance was, you know, listen, it doesn't really matter. At this stage, we need to get points on the board, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to safely say we got away with that one a little bit. Backs on the wall, certainly second half. But the boys dug in. The ref didn't help us at times, but that's the way it goes. I think overall, take it as a solid performance and take the win all day long. God's not smiling now.
Listen, the games are coming thicker fast now as well. Are you a little bit worried?
As we all know, our injuries are going to be a big worry for us, but the boys keep digging in every game at the moment. That's all we can hope for. We've got to get behind them and show them that we're there for them and just keep fighting all the way. Oh, come on, Spurs, we're going to do you.
But you can see everyone's very happy, aren't they? Very happy in the crowd here, as you can hear. Weasel's on fire, Brentford on fire. Listen, if we can fire ourselves into Christmas and keep ourselves with our head above the water, we'll all be very, very happy. You bees. Listen, we got the 3 points here today. We ain't seen 3 points for a while. So this is like a manna from heaven, as they say, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just threw in a little biblical thing in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I remember my old school days, the biblical days. But that, 3 points, that's all that mattered, wasn't it?
Well, as the old adage goes, you know, you need to turn your home into somewhat of a fortress. And we've done that. We've got the 3 points today. We grounded out a result today, and that's what we needed.
That's what we did it. Listen, the team out there, they ground that one out. Because the first half, I thought, let's say we're cruising it. But, you know, we got the penalty and, we had that game intact. But the second half, it's almost like you could see, you know, we're running half empty here. We've got a lot of players that are injured. And I just thought it seemed to be taking its toll in that second half.
Yeah, it did. And it always would do, right? Premier League's a hard, demanding season. Listen, we got the 3 points. That's all that matters, you know. I don't know if we didn't score that penalty. I don't know how the game would have gone. I could have seen it being a draw, if I'm honest with you. But the fact of the matter is that we kept the clean sheet at home, and that is fundamentally important to a team that needs to survive and stay up in the Premier League.
Any players? I mean, from Brentford as well. Any players that you thought, hold on a second, respect to you today. You played really well, and I'm going to have to tip my hat to you.
Frank Onyeka, for me, did really well today. I think Norgaard did a great job as well. I think he might have got a slight back injury, which made him come off in the second half. I think, look, we've given a lot of stick to the goalkeeper as well. He's got a clean sheet at home. Let's cut him a bit of slack, I'd say.
I'm going to ask you a question. Charlie Good, how about his game today?
Great defensively. For me, not amazing going forward.
He's not really a defender. Well, I mean, exactly. We just want him to defend.
But all footballers need to be well-rounded now, right? That's how you get into the Premier League. So
you just want to keep a clean sheet, as you said, Ben. You can't have everything, can you?
You can't.
I've caught you out here. You go back and you go and have your roast dinner now, because you want too much. You want absolutely too much, Ben. Greedy. Greedy man.
And listen, you want it all, right? And you go for it all. That's it. That's it. Okay. Cheers, right, Billy.
Man.
I appreciate that. Thank
nice
you. Take care. Have a good Sunday, mate.
Yes, we got the Isleworth posse in the house, the Halfen Road posse in the house. First of all, I'll say as well, it was nice for the you and me. We live just down the corner from Adrian Beckles. You know, we live just around the corner from Adrian Beckles, and it was nice that they had the 58th minute, you know, round of applause for him as well today, just to pay due respects to the boy that we used to go to Brentford with him back in the day, live around the corner. And yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
It was nice. It's the first time it's been very personal, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know Adrian very well, to be honest. But yeah. Always saw him at away games and everything. Always said hello. He always said hello to me. And it's a poignant moment. And it's well observed and well deserved. And yeah. It's a shocking, shocking bit of news.
Yeah, it was absolutely shocking. I mean, like I said, I've known him since, well, like I said to you, I used to go to Brentford with him when I was a little kid. There's a little crew of us that used to go back in the day. And we used to go away games and home games and everything like that. And we had a right laugh, it had to be said. You know, in the early 80s and stuff, like, you know. And
yeah.
I cannot say anymore, Your Honour. Yeah. I will neither confirm or deny, no, Your Honour. No. You know, but yeah, like, it's good. And like I said to you, you know, early 80s as well, you know, two black kids on the terraces, you know. It was interesting for us on the terraces at that time, but which is all good. But like I said to you, all big respects to Beckles. I think that 1-0 victory there today was for him. Because he would have been very happy with that, wouldn't he?
It was a good testament to him and a good tribute to him. And I hope his family appreciated it. I didn't know his family at all, by the way. But we did everything we could to respect and everything. Honour. Yeah. Honour the man.
Yes, and on the pitch there today, I mean, we won it by a one goal. You know, some people may say it was a scrappy win. You know, we got a penalty. You know, there's an argument to say, could we have got a few more goals, or were we just fighting it out to make sure we didn't let a goal in? I mean, how did you see that game?
Well, normally I'm all about the football and everything else, but to be honest today, we just needed 3 points. And we got the 3 points. But at times I thought we played well. I was impressed up at Newcastle with our offensive play. But today we played with confidence from the back, which I thought was really good.
Particularly in the first half.
Yeah, particularly in the first half. I mean, the game got very scrappy in the second half and the people were falling down and feigning injuries and everything else. But we stuck at it and we got what we needed. Whether we deserved it. I say we're a poor side though, Everton, weren't they? Yeah. Bloody hell.
Again, a lot of people saying that, and they're saying, all due respect, we've got Everton fans listening. We're not disrespecting your team. We're just watching the game, and I was quite surprised. And we understand they've got a lot of injuries as well. But, you know, we've seen quite a few games in the Premier League and we've seen teams come at us. Even Newcastle last week, they came at us hard, didn't they? But Everton didn't come at us at that same sort of intensity at all, did they?
They had a lot more to offer Newcastle. Everton had a good guy, the young guy on the left wing, whose name I don't know at all, playing 24, I think he was. He was a good player, but the rest of them, I just thought they looked a tired team and...
Makes you lack of confidence?
No, I mean, they've got huge injury problems, haven't they? So it's not really fair to judge them on that. On the game today, but they were, to be honest, the poorest team we've played down here, I thought. So,
and the game itself, I mean, the Bees, obviously, like I said, we've had to dig in hard. What players, you know, we've impressed you in the red and white today?
Well, Ivan Toney is proving to be a bloody superstar, isn't he? I mean, what he does with the ball, his control and everything else. It's just astounding. But I was really pleased mostly for the keeper today, because I used to be a keeper myself. And the keeper made a good stop today. And
it was key. It was a key stop as well, wasn't it?
Very key stop. And also he's controlling the game a lot more than he used to. I'll go that way. So, and yeah. And so and obviously Norgaard, as usual, is very, very, very good. And... But apart from that, I'm not really sure. I'm a bit worried about Genelt at the moment. He doesn't look as fit as he should be. Looks like he's treading in treacle a bit.
But still a key player?
Oh, absolutely. No, and we've got nothing to push through the midfield. No one runs with the ball, of course, at the moment. But we're going to get players back. But that's a pivotal result for us, because if we'd not got anything out of that game, we would have been in the big poo-poo. And now we can go to Tottenham and wherever we're going after that.
Leeds
after that.
And, that'd be interesting.
With a bit of respite, because we've got the 3 points and we're mid-table again. All good news.
So you're a Sunday roast. You're going to celebrate with a big roast, are you?
Celebrating in the Nelson big time now. I can't wait.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, good to see you.
And you too. See you later.
Okay.
Nice one. Back in the boozer here as we do Sunday afternoon here. We can relax. We needed the 3 points. We got the 3 points. That's all that really needed. Enjoy that game.
Not really. No, it's pretty dreadful. I mean, the only thing we can take from that is 3 points. A penalty. Yeah, we'll take that. But really, form-wise, two poor sides. Looked like a drab championship match to me. I thought, not sure what else to say about it, really. I mean, they've had a good start to the season, so they got the points. We had a decent start, so 3 points is good at this stage after a poor run, but it's not. I'm not reassured by that by any means. But 3 points, that's all right. We'll take that.
But to be fair, I'm not being funny, we've got about a million players that are injured, so you know, to have actually got a result. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that any result you can get at the end of the day is a good thing.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they're injury stricken as well. So maybe that says a lot about the depth of both our squads. I don't know. I mean, there was other, wasn't just the absences. There was like some pretty poor performances out there. I think Sergio had a bit of a shocker today. Vitaly wasn't himself. It was just overall pretty uninspiring. I'd say Frank had a good game. He was probably our best player.
So I'm still in the Globe here. Everton fan in the house here, and lots of say to you. First of all, you know, listen, you probably know Brentford quite well, but you've come down here. You must have enjoyed your day. Forget about the 90 minutes of the game. As we say, sometimes kick football out of football. And yeah. Normally Brentford fans want to kick football out of football, and we just enjoy the game before the game and after the game. But this is probably a day that you wanted to kick football out of football, wasn't it?
I always enjoy days at the football. I love the football. It's a day out. It's a good chance for a drink and a bit of banter with mates. And it's usually a good football game in the middle of it, but not with Everton. It's usually a good day out spoiled by a football game.
I mean, listen, we all know about that. We know that Everton have had a lot of injury issues, a lot of injury problems. You know, you had a good start to the season, then you've tailed off massively since then. I mean, what's been going wrong?
I think we're missing Calvert-Lewin and we're missing Doucouré, although he played today, but I don't think he was fully fit today. But Calvert-Lewin's a big miss. But I don't think Everton Football Club can hide behind the injuries anymore. We've got injuries, but we should still have a good enough squad to play against, with all due respect, the likes of Brentford, the likes of Watford at home. We should still be able to beat those games. I don't think hiding behind the injuries is a fair excuse. We shouldn't use that.
No, I mean, and then today's game, I mean, did you come into it with a bit of trepidation, or do you think, actually, this is the game that you might be able to turn your season around a bit?
No, I thought today we would beat Brentford. I thought Everton Football Club, even with the reduced team we had, and to be fair to Brentford, I read that they had five players missing. At the same time, I thought that the players that we brought in, Everton Football Club, as an established Premier League club, should have had enough behind them to beat Brentford. And given that they were playing Liverpool on Wednesday night, a rubbish team, but they've got history of doing all right, I thought we would need the 3 points today to stand us in good stead for that game. But we didn't turn up today.
So, I mean, just tell me what went wrong, because listen, I've seen you and I've seen you play earlier on in the season. And I'm saying this with all due respect, we're sitting down there having a pint here and everything like that, so I'm not disrespecting you, I'm disrespecting Everton, but you were possibly the worst side that we played this season, or the worst side, well, no, definitely the worst side we've played this season. You know, our home record isn't great. Away from home, we're right. We played Newcastle last week. They gave us a proper game. We went to Burnley. Burnley were brilliant. You know what I'm saying? And Norwich weren't great when they came there, but they got two early goals in that first half, and then they were hanging on in the second half. But today, I mean, I've got to say this, Everton were not what I expected them to be, and I'm saying that trying to be respectful for you as an Everton fan.
That's actually shocking. And I actually thought that we started off in the first 20 minutes as a good team, but having watched the team for this season, I didn't expect. I truly thought that after that 20 minutes, even though we were playing good, keep it together football and we were attacking, I didn't think we were going to win. And I fully understand that teams would say, well, you know, we weren't impressed with you. I expected to win today, and I'm shocked that we didn't win, but we didn't. And I, it seems like Brentford, seems like Newcastle, seems all these teams are going to take points off Everton until we start having some belief, until we start getting some aggression, until we start believing in ourselves, they're going to take points off us. So fair due to Brentford today, they would have bet. They were the better team, yeah. They were the better team because they got the 3 points.
Yeah, we love a bit of teams like Brentford. I mean, who let you down in your side? Tell me.
Today, I thought, to be fair, the usual culprits and the people that the players that people blame, Salomon Rondon, for example. I thought he had a good game today. I don't think he was at fault. I think Michael Keane had a good game.
And what number does he play? Was he?
Michael Keane's the centre back.
Okay.
I don't think he had a good game. I just think there was a lackadaisical non-belief in prowess. We had players that were I think Lucas Digne, for example, showed some attacking intent, but then turned around and played it backwards. I think we lack an attacking instinct. We want to play it back all the time. We want to play the safe ball. And I just think Everton don't believe in themselves anymore. The players don't believe in themselves anymore. I'm disappointed with Lucas Digne. I'm disappointed with Michael Keane. And as much as I love Seamus Coleman, and I feel really sorry for Seamus Coleman, that the reception he got at the end of the match, it's time we had a really exciting right back to attack. We're just not attacking teams, and we need to believe in ourselves.
So I'm just wondering, are you nervous? Do you think you're going to be in trouble, or do you think it's just going to be another mid-table season?
No, I think we'll be low mid-table. I don't think Everton will ever get relegated in my lifetime. I think we're treading water now until we move to Bramley Moor, the new stadium. I think we're treading water now, and we've got to accept it. But Evertonians will not accept it. Nil satis nihil optimum means we expect the best. Nothing but the best is good enough, and the board needs to accept that we won't accept anything but the best intent, the best from our players. And it's about time the board reflected that in the dealings and the recruitment of players, because we've got players who don't put Everton first, and the fans do. We had 1,700 fans down at Brentford today, which we fill their end. We will fill every away end in the ground in the league this season. Our fans are second to none. Our team needs to be second to none.
Right, listen, safe journey back, and let's enjoy your evening as well.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. I love Brentford.
Nice one, mate.
Well done.
We're talking about the largeness of these 3 points. Sometimes points are sort of big, sometimes they're like medium, sometimes they're humongous. Where is it on your scale of 3 points? Three-pointicity.
I think on the three-pointicity scale, I think that was quite humongous. Could have easily lost that game. Could have easily lost that game, and we would have really been in trouble. The 3 points there, the clean sheet for Fernandez is massive. The clean sheet for Charlie Good is massive as well. The confidence to the sort of supporting players, the squad players, so, so big. Really can't underestimate that. We can build on that.
I mean, coming into this game, what were you expecting? I mean, did you expect that type of game?
I think I expected a slightly better game than that. It wasn't the best. It wasn't a vintage game. And like my mates is over there, I think whoever scored the first goal would have won that game.
Your mates, are they Everton fans? Are they?
No. They are Brentford fans.
Okay.
They are Brentford fans. Whoever scored the first goal... Whoever scored the first goal was going to win that game. And fortunately, it was the Bees. So, yeah, great. We can build on that, definitely.
We can build on that. I mean, listen, a million games in about 3 minutes for Brentford now. I mean, we've got a few injuries out there. Are you a little bit nervous?
I'm not that nervous, Billy, to be perfectly honest. Like, I think any one of us, any Brentford supporter would have taken 17th at the start of the season. So we all knew, you know, the fixtures land where the fixtures land. We're always going to get these fixtures in December. It was always going to happen. So I'm actually not that nervous. I think you can get at Tottenham, and we'll see after this game whether we can get a Man United or not. But Watford are there to beat
Leeds.
I'd love to beat Leeds, mate. I would love to beat Leeds. I think in any other season we might have struggled with Leeds, but I quite fancy this on Sunday. I quite fancy Leeds away.
So you're sounding fairly confident.
I'm always glass half full, Billy.
Like me.
Always glass half full, mate. Yeah. We can get points out of Leeds.
All good. UBs.
UBs.
So yeah, we are still here in the Globe, and as we say, look at City, brought to you as well by Anything Is Possible, as you know, AIPmedia.com as well. And I'm chuckling here because I was thinking, you know, for us getting three, well actually I'm standing here talking about somebody pulling on a Brentford onesie and a Brentford Christmas jumper, and I'm thinking to myself, if anything is possible, who needs to take this off? And he needs to take it back to the shop, and he needs to get his money back. But as we say as well, look, let's check it out as well, because on the Sunday weekend review, which is going to be now on Monday, we got a nice little feature, a new little feature, where we're looking towards the Tottenham game. And we're going to ask the question, if anything is possible for the Tottenham game, what would you ask for? I'm thinking, I'm going to ask a question. What question is it going to be? I might ask the question, tell you what, if anything was possible, who would you bring back for the Tottenham game? Any player from Brentford's past, if anything is possible, who would you bring back? Check out the weekend review. We put it on online, Twitter and everything like that. We come back, and the person who comes up with the best answer, we're going to buy them a beer. We are going to buy them a beer as well. In your local pub, that pub might be the Globe, or that pub might be your local pub where you live, or it might be in Australia or New York, wherever like that. We've got this little system here. We'll buy you a beer wherever you come up with the best answer. So like I said to you, check it out. We'll promote that through our socials and everything like that, if anything is possible. I'm going to come back. As I said, I'm sitting here in the pub, and I've been just bought another couple of drinks here. I'm sitting here Sunday afternoon. I feel a little bit more now relaxed. We've got the result. And at the end of the day, the result was all we needed at the end of the day, wasn't it?
Oh, we needed that. We need those 3 points, really. I mean, we fairly held on for it towards the end. We looked kind of knackered and bereft of ideas after about 60, 70 minutes. I mean, I don't want to put a negative spin on it, but, you know, Everton just had more invention to them. They just had a bit more creativity. Thankfully, I'm sure it's been said, they didn't have their full squad. Otherwise, we it could have been a very different result today. But I don't know. I mean, Frank the Tank, Frank the Half Tank, I think. Really, we should rename him. He doesn't really seem to be able to get beyond, I don't know, 50, 60 minutes without sort of pulling up with something or other. Simply second to the ball quite a lot. Canos was pinned back quite a lot. I thought, you know, to be fair, the boys dug in and got the result that they needed. So we'll take that. On to the next game. It is a little bit worrying that the team looks so leggy and so tired when we have now quite a run of fixtures coming up in this festive period, which are going to come thick and fast, beginning with Tottenham on Thursday. But saying that, we also had legs on the bench and actually some strength and depth to call upon, which was also quite nice, you know, with Godos and a few others as well. So taking some positive away, we've got 3 points, what we needed, sets us on the right path now. We need to vary up the play, though. The play today just felt a little bit sort of, you know, 2-3 passes and then long ball. Whereas when we actually passed the ball about, or Norgaard brought the ball out from defence on one or two occasions, we actually opened Everton up and looked quite a threat. So I hope we see a bit of a change in the tactics. Otherwise, it ain't pretty watching for the Bees at the moment, you know, if that form continues. But look, we'll take the 3 points, like I say. Got to be happy with that.
Take the 3 points. Again, any players out there, Brentford players, though, that you thought, hold on a second, I'm going to do the old eyebrow raise?
Well, in terms of players today? Yeah, no, you caught me on the spot there a little bit. I think, like I say, Frank the Tank had a quiet game today, but we know him for his energy. We know him for his...
positive, though. Who had a positive game?
Say again?
Who had a positive game?
Who had a positive game? Ah, I see. Charlie Good was pretty good, namesake. I thought, you know, he did quite well at the back. Wasn't really threatened that much, but, you know, helped us waste a bit of time as well with the long throws. Otherwise, yeah, positives. Ivan Toney, as usual, doing his business in both boxes. He had more touches of the ball in our box than he did in the opposition box. That was the only worrying thing for me today.
So, listen, you know, we're sitting down there. There's Everton fans in the Globe a bit earlier on, chatting to them. You know, very friendly, you know, good set of lads, which is all good. We thought we might come back afterwards, but I think obviously they've had to head back on a Sunday afternoon straight back up to Everton. And especially after a result like that, I'm sure they probably didn't want to hang around. But like I said to you, it's good to have you down in Brentford for the first time in 11 years, the Everton. Possibly other than when you came down with your smoke bombs and set off all the alarms in the Globe a couple of years later when we were in Wembley losing yet again to Yeovil. If you haven't seen that online, yeah, they came down. I think it was the last game of the season in 2014 when we were playing to Yeovil in the playoff final. And they were on the way to Chelsea and they stopped off, two coaches stopped off in the Globe and they came inside there, had a bit of a laugh and smoke bombs and everything like that, set off the old smoke alarms and had a bit of a party on David Moyes' last game for Everton. But anyway, I'm going to go, listen, there's always somebody who's going to perk you up on this one. We got 3 points, so you're happy, aren't you?
I'm very happy, Bill. First of all, I want to say how wonderful it is to be back after a couple of weeks back in the Globe. It's nice to be back amongst all the fans and friends and feel that nice, warm welcome. And I was so happy to get back into the stadium to watch a game at home. I'm pleased that we got 3 points. I wouldn't say it was an easy 3 points. I won't say that the game was fantastic, because it wasn't. Charlie Good done well for us today. I thought he was quite positive. I don't know what it is with the bees at the moment. There's something still not there. We seem to be lacking something. But obviously, I'm with them all the way, and I can't wait for us to get the next 3 points.
You're never going to give up on them, are you?
I will never give up on them. It's in my heart and soul. You know that. I'll never, ever give up on the bees. Please, we've got 3 points. And then let's hope that we can grow on it. Let's hope we can grow.
You bees.
You bees, always. You bees. Love them to bits.
So, end of the evening, and listen, it's all about 3 points, and I have to admit, I'm sitting here. You know, listen, I really enjoyed last Saturday at Newcastle. We didn't get the 3 points. I thought it was an exciting game. We scored 3 goals. Our defence was all over the shop. But I came away from that and I was properly, like, buzzing. I thought it was great, great place, great fans, great everything like that. But we only got 1 point. Today, we are much more functional as it is. First half, we passed the ball around a lot, I thought. Passed the ball out of midfield. We got the goal from the penalty. You know, could we have scored another goal? Maybe we could have done Ryan and Bumo in the first half. Maybe we could have done. But to me, I think we were being quite functional. We just did not want to lose today. And we did whatever we had to do to not to lose. And you could see that we were running out of steam, as we've seen the bees do. Because, like, our players are dropping like dominoes. We've got, like, a sort of kind of, it's not a second string side, but as a kind of semi-second string, because we've got a lot of injuries today. And as those players came off, Norgaard came off, we thought, oh, no, what's going to happen here? Rico Henry came off. You thought, what's going to happen here? You know, this could have gone really horribly wrong for us. But at the end of the day, we hung in there. And to me, that's a sign of a team who's got proper determination, who wants to just, they want to fight.
Yeah, we made our work of that second half, I thought. You know, you're right, you know, a lot of injuries. And a lot, it was backs against the wall. I go as far as to say that if we played any other team in the league today, we wouldn't have won that game. I think Everton was the perfect team for us to play. You know, Norwich were better than that. Burnley were better than that. Newcastle were better than that when we played them. So, yeah, Everton was the perfect match for us today. They struggled to keep the ball on the pitch. They kept kicking it out. I thought they had good shape. I thought they knew the style they wanted to play. And they got it wide, they got a lot of crosses in, they just didn't have the right players to do anything with it. They're missing players like we are. But we just couldn't keep hold of the ball in that second half. And I was just counting the time down, Bill. It was a hard watch. You know, if they had anything about them, they'd get at least a point out of that game. We had nothing second half, I didn't think. First half, we created chances. Brian and Bumo had a lot of time. He could have picked his post with that shot. He had time to pick any bit of woodwork he wanted to hit it against. And he just, you know, it just didn't happen for him. But he ran his legs off. I thought good was my man of the match. I never thought I'd say that. And the other thing I was wrong about, I said that Fernandez didn't have a clean sheet in him, and he got one today. I thought he let us down with some of his passing second half. I thought he put us under a lot of pressure. He didn't need to do that. If he can just do the basics and just stick to the basics, he's all right. He made a couple of good saves, and he made a couple of good catches. But a couple of times he put us under pressure. I hope Rico's all right for Thursday. We'll see what happens, because we don't need to be losing him. But yeah, as you said, 3 points was all that matters. We proved that we can win again, and the league table looks better.
For Everton.
Well, I don't give a monkeys about them. Our mojo's a little bit better. We're unbeaten in this little into international break window. So a point up at Newcastle, 3 points at home. We go to Tottenham on Thursday night. Let's go and do the Spurs, Bill.
Let's go and do the Spurs. Early meet for us. I'm going to be in the pub 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm very much looking forward to it, down the Seven Sisters Road, meeting up with all sorts of characters there. But this is the Besotted Pride of West London Possible. As it's come to you with Anything Is Possible, check them out, AIP.media as well. Text something, wicked little setup, wicked little mates of ours from the South Coast who I'm looking forward to seeing, actually, before the Brighton game as well, actually, because we're going to all meet up for a few drinks before the Brighton game. And also, I'm going to get out to Brighton for a few days over the Christmas period, so we're going to have a nice little hookup down there. But like I said to you, we have got 3 points today, which is all that matters. Like I said to you, check out the weekend review, because this is all skew with. We're not kind of sure. We think we're going to record it on Monday morning, and it's going to come out sometime on Monday, the weekend review. You'll check that out. Very good, that's going to be. So that's going to be out there as well. We're going to record the Tottenham podcast as well very soon, and that will be out before the Tottenham game. You check that out as well. So we got our last word on Tottenham. Last word on Spurs are going to be giving the Tottenham word for us on that one. And then it's going to be all madness. We have, the schedule's quite mad between now and then. We've got Leeds, we've got all sorts going on. But as we said, all that matters. It's Sunday. We've got 3 points. We are Brentford. We are very happy now, because we're back on the road. We're looking up and we're not looking down. As we say, anything is possible. Anything is possible.
Not anything.
Maybe, most things.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.